By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show, our morning program, Rise and Shine. Yes, Alhamdulillah. Let's begin our day, our program this week with the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا الشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله ما شاء الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, viewers of Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillah, we have just listened to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Now, before we do move on to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, I would like to introduce my topic, or share my topic. Today, inshallah, I shall be speaking about family unity. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, unity within the family, having solidarity, having love, mutual love, my dear viewers. Animosity, hatred, envy, all of these things, to dispose of them, to rid of these, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is what our aim, our purpose should be. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent and given us the best of role models, the best of examples, who is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So from the life, from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, we shall hear, inshallah azza wa jalla, and the companions, the awliya Allah, we shall hear a little about family unity. How does family unity come? How are people brought together, my dear viewers? They are brought together by love and affection. They are brought together by mutual respect and honor. by respecting each other, by honoring each other. This is how families are brought together. How are families broken? How are ties broken? When you disrespect one another, when you do something, when you possibly deceive another individual, my dear viewers. Very, very sadly, this is something which is on the rise. But inshallah azza wa jal, on rise and shine, we shall inshallah azza wa jal, have goodness on the rise. Inshallah azza wa jal, peace and unity we shall bring on the rise. Inshallah azza wa jal. My dear viewers, let's listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya habib Allah. جاؤ جلال دو نگی بالو منال دو جاؤ جلال دو نگی بالو منال دو سوزے بلال بس
Mendo
پورے سوال دو جاگو جلال دو نہیں مانو منال دو سوزے بلال بس میری جو
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today's topic, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be hearing about family unity, kindness, and the importance, my dear viewers. Yes, alhamdulillah, Islam has given importance to the family. Islam has undoubtedly, we've all heard, you know, given importance to the mother, given importance to the father, but similarly to the brothers, to the sisters, to the children. Yes, my dear viewers, there must be mutual respect between the family. There are rights of the wife, there are rights of the husband, and there are two things, my dear viewers. One is something known as the huququllah, the rights which pertain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another, the huququl ibad, the rights pertaining to the people, the rights of the people, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation. Yes, Islam has given rights to everybody, everything in fact. Everything, my dear, even animals have rights. Yes, within Islam, although we speak about animal rights in these last 50 or so years, my dear viewers, but alhamdulillah, 1400 years ago, over 1400 years ago, Islam had even given animal rights. But today's topic is family unity, the rights of the family, brothers, sisters, parents, children, aunties. It's said that there was one individual, he was known to be a pious man, a very, very pious man. He was from Khurasan, but he spent a very long time in the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now it's said that this individual, he spent 60 years in Makkah al-Mukarramah. SubhanAllah, how fortunate to spend so much time in such a beautiful city. And it is such a city, when you perform one good act, one good action, the reward is multiplied by 100,000. Allahu Akbar. You know, sometimes the saying Subhanallah, and saying this 100,000 times, it would be strenuous, it would be, you know, you would be tired, it would be difficult to recite this 100,000 times. But then, if you were to be in the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, you were to recite Subhanallah once, you would gain the reward of reciting it 100,000 times. So he spent 60 years in such a place. Now, his 60 years was not ordinary 60 years, because he would always be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the days. And these 60 years throughout the nights, he would be performing tawaf, subhanallah. Throughout the days he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the nights he's performing tawaf. Meaning he's spending all of his time a day, he was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there was a person who was to leave to another place, to go to another place, to go to another city, to go out of town. He had some money which he needed to leave with somebody to take care of, to look after for him. So he thinks, this person undoubtedly, he's very pious. You know, who better to give it to? He had 10,000 dinars. So he says, let's give it to this person. So he gives it to this person to look after, to take care for, you know, of this wealth for him, so that when he returns, he can take it back from him. He leaves, and then the time comes for his return. When he returns, he discovers that this person who he gave his 10,000 dinars to, he has passed away. This person, he has left 10,000 dinars with him. That person, he has passed away. He has no idea where his money is. He's worried. What does he do? He approaches the ulama, he approaches the scholars. He thinks, this was a pious man of Allah. Undoubtedly, he would have saved it somewhere. He would have placed it somewhere. But the problem is, The person's passed away, so how do I find out where it is? Maybe we'll ask around. Let's ask the scholars. So he asked the scholars, he asked the fuqaha, the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. He says to them that, and he explains what is that happened. He says, I left £10,000 in the company of such and such person. And this person has passed away. Now, what do I do? What is it I can do? How can I get my money back? They say that this person you have described, it seems like he's a pious person, undoubtedly, Allahu Akbar. So he must be from amongst the people of Jannah. And it's said that the people of at night go to the well of Zamzam, to Bir Zamzam. Now remember, nowadays whenever we go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, we only find Zamzam water. And we just drink it in containers. But that Zamzam water is from a well which nowadays is not really easy to access. And the layman, the average person, is not given access to. It's no longer a normal well. But in them days, it used to be a normal well, Madhivi was open inshallah, for so many hundreds of years. So they say that the souls of the pious people, the dwellers of Jannah, their souls, they gather at this well, Madhivi was. So he says, what to do is go to the well at night and then call out that person. So inshallah, he is a pious man, so his soul should be amongst the indwellers of Jannah, which means his soul should also come to Bir Zamzam. So this person thinking, brilliant, subhanAllah, let's go there. He goes to the well, he calls out to this person, but he hears no reply. He's confused. The scholars have said that the souls of the pious people, the indwellers of Jannah, that their souls gather here. Now I've called out to him, but he's not replied, I've not heard anything. He's worried, 10,000 dinars he left, he's lost them. Secondly, this was a pious person, his soul should be here. And then he leaves, and again he speaks to the scholars, he says that I called out, but I did not hear him, I did not get any reply. So they say that maybe, God forbid, but maybe, his soul will be amongst those who are the dwellers of the fire of hell. Go to Yemen. In Yemen there is a well. This well is by the name of Barhut. Bir Barhut. Go there and call out to the people. Call out to the souls. Because the dwellers, the souls of the dwellers of the fire of hell, they gather there. Allahu Akbar. Now some people may be thinking, Yemen, south of Jaziratul Arab, it is so far, it's going to travel an entire country. But my dear viewers, this was a huge amount, really. 10,000 dinars is a huge amount, my dear viewers. So he travels, he goes to Yemen. He goes in search again for his money. So he goes to this well and he calls out to the people. He calls out this person's name. He waits for a reply. And he hears a reply. So first, he's quite amazed, quite shocked that this was a person who we considered to be so pious. He spent 60 years worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nights performing tawaf. He's amongst the dwellers of hell. He asks him, why is it that you are here? And he replies, he says, yes, I spent all this time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I had a sister who was disabled. And that sister had rights. But I never fulfilled her rights. I never took care of her. I never looked after her. I just secluded myself worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did not take care of my sister. For this reason, all my deeds on one side, but now for not taking care of my sister, I am being punished. Allahu Akbar. And that person, he asks the whereabouts of his money, and he tells him that that money I have put in such and such place. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we always hear, subhanAllah, and it obviously of us utmost importance to respect the parents, but there's something we've never realized, that the rest of our family, they also have rights. We must also respect our brothers and sisters. He said an elder brother has the status, so you must respect him, my dear. He was like a father. He's like a father to you. The sister, this person had spent 60 years worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there's something he forgot. To take care of his sister. For this reason, all of those years of worship, they could not save him. He was being punished. He was considered a pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was being punished for not taking care of his sister. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there was a time when women had no respect, where women had no honor. But then, alhamdulillah, Islam brought civilization to the world. Islam taught us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that there is respect for women. There is respect for your mother. Where women, there was a time when they would be buried alive as young girls. But Islam had raised them to such a level, from 6 feet below the ground, they had been elevated so much so that Jannah itself, my dear viewers, which is above the seven heavens, Jannah itself lies at the feet of your mother. This is the Madani channel. For those whose mothers have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant their mothers success as they're deserving to be, inshallah wa azzawajal. Those who did have iman, inshallah wa azzawajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their ranks in the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and keep them happy in the Akhirah. Forgive all of their sins. But for those of you whose mothers are alive, losing a mother, only a person who's lost a mother can understand this. Only a person who has lost their mother can understand this. Those who have a mother, respect your mother. Those who have a mother, honor your mother. Those who have a mother, kiss the hands of your mother. Kiss the feet of your mother. When you kiss the feet of your mother, it is as if you have kissed the doors of Jannah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. We are living in a time where we respect close to nobody, where, you know, we think, that's it, yourself first. Place yourself first. First look after yourself. First protect yourself. First save yourself, and then others. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam has given right to the family. Islam has given rights to each and every single individual, so much so that even your auntie, yes, not your mother, my dear viewers, I'm talking about, I'm speaking about your auntie, your mother's sister. And your mother's sister is like a mother to you. So your mother's sister also, you must respect and honor, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine each and every single day. We have a daily reminder. Let's see what reminder we have for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My sweet Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the man visited the grand court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and humbly said, I want to believe in your prophethood, but I have 4 bad habits. I drink alcohol, I am an adulterer, I am a thief, and I am a liar. Out of all these, I can only give up one. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that give up lying. The man agreed and became a Muslim. when he was walking, he actually saw a place where there was alcohol being sold. His friends were asking him to drink. He says, no, I can't drink, because if I drink, and then the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks me, then I will be lying. Then he went and someone asked him to do adultery. He says, no, because if I'm going to do this, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to ask me, and I will have to tell the truth. Thirdly, he saw some money and he was going to thieve it. But then all of a sudden it came into his mind, if I thieve this money, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to ask me, and I can't lie. So, in the end, after a few days, he went to the court of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I have given up all four. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very happy with him. My sweet Islamic brothers, lying is haram. Lying is haram. Lying is haram. This needs to stop. My sweet Islamic brothers, we all need to stop lying. Be truthful, be honest. Your Lord will help you. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. My viewers, mashallah, beautiful reminder. The reminder is lying. Now remember, lying is one of those things which breaks up a family. Yes, because we lie to one another. And it causes so many harms, my dear viewers. By being honest to each other, inshallah, we can have unity within our family, inshallah. Do not lie to your brothers and sisters. Do not lie to your parents. But my dear viewers, there's another lesson from this. That yes, we are speaking about bringing about unity. We can only have unity when there is trust. And trust can only be generated when there is truthfulness between each other. Because if there's no truthfulness, if a person can't be expected to speak the truth, or if a person regularly lies, then how can you trust such a person? If it's your own brother, then what trust will you have in your own brother? If it's your own children, then how can you trust your own children? If you do not have any trust in them, then how will you really have that love and affection for them? But my dear viewers, then we need to ask ourselves that if our child is lying to us, then what's the reason he's lying to us? Why is it that children are lying to their parents? What's the reason that children are lying to their parents? There's two possibilities. One is because we've taught them to lie. Sometimes when somebody calls, we'll say, just tell them, you know, I'm busy, tell them I'm not at home, tell them I'm sleeping, tell them I'm not feeling well. And your child, he sees that, look, you're completely fine. So you are teaching that child that sometimes to get away from things, it is okay to lie. So now when you're going to ask your child something, that my son, why did he do such and such thing? He'll say, father, because of this, and it's a complete lie. Who has taught him to lie? You. Remember this, my dear viewers. Secondly, again, coming back to our topic, that the reason why our children will lie to us is sometimes because there's a barrier between us and our children. There is this barrier between us and our children. There's not that closeness between the two, where we are always negative, we don't have trust in our children. Sometimes, you know, you just go by what our child says. Sometimes, yes, just accept it. Sometimes you may think that they're lying, but they may be truthful. They may have been telling the truth. But because we think, oh no, he's like this, and he's, you know, so bad, and we're always negative towards them, we're never kind and affectionate. So then there's that distance which has already been created. And when there's that distance, then a child, you know, to get away, he'll lie to his parents. He wouldn't be bothered. Why? Because he has no care. He doesn't care. You know, my father, he's always been so strict with me. He's always been so negative with me. He's always been, you know, whenever I ask him for anything, he never gives it to me. No, my dear viewers, remember, even spending on your children is sadaqah. Look at the, subhanallah, what Islam has taught us. The teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, we talk about giving sadaqah. Every Friday we will give sadaqah. We will ask for the imam to mention, to announce it to all the people that Zaid, for example, has given £10, has given £5. But when it comes to our children, when it comes to our family, we are miserly. No, my dear viewers, spending on your own family is sadaqah. خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. Allahu Akbar, how beautiful is this hadith sharif, really. Sometimes we speak about how good we are, or we do this, we do such and such thing. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the best of you are the ones who are the best to their family. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he states that the best of you are the best, are those who are best to the families, and I am the best to my family. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during a time when people would bury their daughters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed love and affection for his daughter. The question is, how much affection and love do we have, or do we show for our children? Now, some people are so rigid, you can say, that it is difficult for them to show love to their own children. My dear viewers, he did not have that love and affection. And some people, we think that it's a weakness. No, my dear viewers. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that when you are in society, be a man. But when you are at home, be a child. And Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, honestly, is a perfect example to this. Where people, it's said that people would fear the whip of Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu more than any other man's sword. This is how much they would fear Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab. And this is Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu stating this. And there's a famous story of when there was this woman and her children were crying. Hazrat Umar Farooq, the leader of the time, he would walk through the streets. He would not be sleeping in a palace, no. His clothes had approximately 17 or so, holes in them. This was the state patches, my dear viewers, which he had stitched the same cloth again and again and again. This was the state of Hazrat Umar Farooq. And at night, what would he do? He would go in the streets. He heard the crying of some children. There was an old lady, their mother was an old lady. He asks, why are they crying? And she says, because they are hungry and I have no food to give them. And I have a pan. Yes, she had a pan and she lit fire, placing stones in there. Maybe they'll wait, thinking I'm making food, and they'll just fall asleep. I have nothing to give them. And she says that, and the Khalifa, he is fine, he probably has food, etc., etc. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself goes to the Bayt al-Mal and he brings flour. He carries it on his own back and he brings it. And then whilst that elderly woman, whilst she is preparing food, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, it is due to me, meaning the Khalifa, that I have people who have no food, there are children who are crying. I must make them happy. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes down on all fours, it has been stated. He goes down on all fours and he plays with the children, those same children who are crying. He makes them happy, he makes them laugh, he makes them smile. Kindness to children, really, we consider as I'm too manly, I'm too strong. I'll always be strong with my child. No, it shouldn't be like this. This should not be the state of a father or even a mother. Sometimes a mother is so, so strict all the time. Why? Show love and affection to your children. Show love and affection to your children. And there's another lesson, inshallah, maybe we'll touch upon it after our next segment. Alhamdulillah, each and every single day we have a daily hadith sharif. Let's move to the daily hadith. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah, in today's daily hadith, I will be sharing a hadith in regards to a beautiful sunnah narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُكَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ إِنْدَ كُلِّ سَلَىٰ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, had I not found it difficult upon my ummah, I would have commanded them that they use the miswak for every salah. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, from this hadith we can understand how much importance and emphasis has been made upon using the miswak. Alongside there being many hygienical and medical benefits of using the miswak, the greatest virtue of using the miswak, of course, is that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the miswak, it pleases the Rahman and it displeases the shaitan. Using the miswak, it graces an individual with the presence, with the company of the angels. And through using the miswak, one is able to elevate his status in Jannah. Also, the miswak aids a person in the pangs of death. And the salah which is performed after using the miswak, its reward is also multiplied by 70. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, why don't you also make the intention to use the miswak? Now, how do we use the miswak? When do we use the miswak? To learn about all these manners and many other Madani pearls in regards to miswak, I encourage you to read the booklet written by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, entitled Blessings of Miswak, which can be purchased at your nearest Maktabatul Madina, or alternatively you can download it on the website of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of being able to make use of this beautiful miswak and ultimately act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dave, it was a quick last message before we do move on to our final segment. Yes, remember all about the health, inshallah, undoubtedly it is extremely important for us to take good care of our health. Now, we're speaking about being affectionate with the family members, parents, aunties, uncles, brothers, sisters, children, nephews, nieces, etc. My dear viewers, be kind to them. You know, be loving to them, even nephews and nieces. Now remember, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of respect for his uncle, who although was a non-Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, because he knew it was difficult for his uncle was very, very poor, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arranged for his uncle Hazrat Abbas to look after one of the sons of Abu Talib. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself looked after Hazrat Ali and brought him up. So subhanallah, really we understand the rights and the love for our entire families, my dear viewers. But there's one thing you must remember, and this is, yes, spending on them is sadaqah, it is brilliant, but there are limitations. Meaning, do not try to please your children, try to please your wife, please, you know, your brothers, your younger brothers, whatever it may be, mostly it's the youngsters. Do not try to please them whilst gaining the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not obey them whilst disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do I mean by this? What I mean by this is that sometimes what happens is people think, you know, I never had anything when I was a child, let's give everything to them. One thing, don't spoil them, but that's a separate matter. What I'm referring to is things which are not permissible. The children say, we want to go to the cinema, we want to watch a movie. and we're thinking, oh yes, let's be good to our children, let's be kind. My dear viewers, it is limited to the Sharia all the time. Anything which is against the Quran or the Sunnah, anything against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not try to please them by saying, yes, anything, whatever you like. No. You must first see that is this in accordance to the Sharia? If it is, subhanallah, do it. If you are capable, buy them gifts. As long as it is within the restrictions of Sharia. Anything which is against the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, do not give it to them. Why? Some people may be thinking that, you know, they'll become happy. I wish my children to be happy. They want that. Those things in accordance to Sharia, yes. But those things which are contrary to Sharia, you also need to learn how to teach your children that those things which are contrary to Sharia are no good. They cannot benefit you in this world or the hereafter. My dear viewers, the last and final segment, health is wealth. Let's see which particular topic we shall be hearing about today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir raheem. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we're once again back in silsila Rise and Shine. And segment is Health is Wealth. We've got Dr. Khurram Shehzad with us, Alhamdulillah. And he is serving in one of the UK-based hospitals. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Darshan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much. Once again, you've given your precious time to us. Darshan, you've been talking about stroke, which is one of the leading causes of death across the globe, actually. So we're trying to give awareness, and we have talked a bit about in our previous segments. Today, let's talk about a bit of the lifestyle, the teachings of Islam, which we have been taught by Islam, and how it helps to avoid cardiovascular, the mechanism.
Yes. Alhamdulillah, the sunnah and teaching of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has given the best example. In Quran says, Uswatul Hasana.
Subhanallah.
So it is the best way of leading the life.
Role model for us.
He is a role model for us.
Alhamdulillah.
And not only stroke, not only heart attacks, but many diseases can be prevented by just following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Before we start on that, I would like to show the other side of the coin,
okay,
which is how patients live their life when they have a stroke. So life after stroke. We take so many things for granted, like we eat, we don't see any bounty sometimes, nauzubillah, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to eat. When somebody develop a stroke, many of the time their ability to eat normal food is been taken away.
Allahu Akbar.
So there is a coordination inside our throat which prevent when food going into the lungs and the food goes into the food pipe. So actually there is a crossover between food pipe and windpipe. The windpipe comes in the front and the foot pipe goes behind. So there is a junction between the two.
Subhanallah.
Now if this coordination doesn't work, food can easily go into the lungs.
Allah.
And because of this loss of coordination, stroke patients lose protecting their airway.
Ooh.
So they are unable to enjoy normal food. They have to be either fed by tube, which has been passed from nose and goes all the way to the stomach.
Allah.
Such a horrible experience. Patient might perceive as a thick cable wire constantly felt in the throat.
Allah.
So that's one. And this food doesn't have a taste because taste comes from tongue.
Allah.
So he's been fed into the stomach, but they are unable.
You're not enjoying the bounty of Allah.
The food. You are not enjoying the taste. And other thing, they feel constantly that they are hungry because they feel that they are not being fed. Because the brain is not working at the same time, their brain is dysfunction, and because of various reasons they are confused. So they are unable to enjoy the food, which is
Allahu
Akbar. One of the great...
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, let me explain you one thing which is very important. Today we need to thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala about the bounties He has showered upon us. Look at Dr. Saab, he is in hospital. He looks at the patients and he is telling his experiences how horrible it is when one cannot eat. Today we do not take care what we are eating, whether it is halal or haram. We are not taking care whether we are earning from halal means or haram means. We are consuming everything. We want to go for a taste. And astaghfirullah, we do not think that this drink is allowed for me to drink or not. Astaghfirullah, the Islamic brothers, people, they are drinking alcohol. Even Muslims, they are doing. Unfortunately, we should avoid before it is too late. Before, if Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's displeasure is there, and astaghfirullah, we fall in such sort of disease, we are unable to taste anything, we are unable to drink, consume anything, what will happen then? We need to be thankful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We need to be thankful about the bounties showered upon us. That's very important. And this is the life after the stroke one can experience. This is being discussed. And the main idea is to give us a bit of fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also. And we should avoid certain things which may cause to this. But at the same time, we should also have this faith that everything is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But if we do not fear now, it may be late. And then we will regret, because it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the part of that is that you should value your health before you are not healthy anymore. Carry on.
The other thing I would like to say is speech. We are talking like no.
Allahu Akbar. This is a blessing of Allah.
This is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are able to express ourselves. Imagine that by some disease, my ability to speak is taken away, but I'm able to think and I'm unable to write and produce a language, which is one of the symptoms of a stroke. So when people who have, those who are right-handed people, when they suffer a right-sided hemiplegia and right-sided body stroke, in the brain it is the left side because brain were cross-wiring, their ability to speak is being taken away. Now, the way they feel, so frustrated, they wanted to say that I'm in pain, but they can't.
Allah.
They want us to know that they are not comfortable. One, they are unable to move their half of the body, so they can't even turn themselves. And at the same time, we are unable to say that I want to be turned. Imagine the pain and sufferings that goes from there. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us from the disaster of these diseases.
Amen.
So, these are the two examples I have taken. But there are various, if I go on talking about each and every symptom of a stroke and the disastrous effect. I haven't even touched about the family part.
Allah.
The people who are loved ones. Imagine somebody who is young as 31, 35 year old, who has a family of 3, 4, 5 kids and a wife, coming into hospital with a stroke and have a half body paralysis, and his lifelong, if he is unable to recover and spend his days into the chair or a bed and unable to earn bread for their family, what will be the financial implication of that?
Doctor, you have really touched a very, very sensitive topic, and you have reminded me, my father late, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala marhum, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive him, elevate his darajat, and he had a brain hemorrhage, and the time came when he was unable to speak. And I've gone to those memories when you wanted to speak to your dad, you wanted to talk to him, you wanted to that he expresses himself and he talks to you, and you wanted to talk to him. My Islamic brothers, those have got parents, those they are healthy, today you've got time, you should give them time, you should talk to them, you should telephone them, you should call them, you should give your time and talk to them before it is too late, then you will regret. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect all of our parents that they avoid any sort of disease. But I'm just telling you, maybe a time comes when it is too late and when we are not able to talk. Today we've got blessings, our parents are alive, alhamdulillah, those they can talk, we should go to them, we should talk to them, we should have this blessing. But unfortunately, astaghfirullah, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to ponder over these things. And we should thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala about the bounties and blessings He has showered upon us. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. That's all for today, inshallah. We'll come back with another interesting episode next time. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. A quick message, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. MashaAllah, a brilliant message. Firstly, by our doctor in regards to health stroke. We have been speaking about these past few weeks, alhamdulillah. Now, please do look after your health. And the best way of looking after your health is taking care that you eat good food, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Healthy food. Although it is nowadays difficult, especially within the United Kingdom, it is difficult to eat proper healthy food. Because, you know, even within our vegetables, and it's not as good as you do get. And this is the brilliant thing, my dear viewers, in that there are people who are all over the world, there are some people who are poor, etc. But there's one benefit they have over us. Well, there are many, but one of those is that they have good food. Yes, meaning food which is from the ground and straight to their mouths, my dear viewers. And it's not being processed the way a lot of our food is being processed. So that's all for now. Do not forget, we shall be returning. Same program, Rise and Shine. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun